Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily Tesla and electric vehicle news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Tuesday, November 9th. With another important drop, Tesla's stock is now down more than 12% since Elon Musk announced that he would sell 10% of his stake. As of last week, the CEO was holding 170.49 million Tesla shares, which means that 10% is 17 million shares, or about the average daily volume of exchanging hands. It's not clear whether Musk has started selling, but his brother, Kimball Musk, managed to sell just before Elon publicized his withdrawal. Out of legal obligation, he recently disclosed having sold 15% of his stake in Tesla, which is worth just over $100 million. Tesla has launched a retrofit program for autopilot cameras on older vehicles with the full self-driving package. Back with the introduction of Autopilot 2.0, Tesla vehicles started selling all their cars with the promise that they have all the necessary hardware to achieve full self-driving capability in the future. Of course, that turned out not to be the case. After various hardware changes, Tesla is now messaging owners through the app that they can join the retrofit program. It's unclear how many vehicles are eligible for the retrofit, but it's expected to put a strain on Tesla's service team, at least for the next few weeks. Elon Musk is personally linked to a massive new land grab that happens to be next to Tesla Gigafactory Austin, although it might not be for Tesla itself. When the automaker decided to build Gigafactory Texas just outside the city, it bought 2,000 acres worth of land for roughly $100 million. Now, the Austin Business Journal reports that between 300 and 620 acres of land on the other side of the Colorado River recently changed hands to Horse Ranch LLC. And wouldn't you know it? Jared Birchall, who manages Elon Musk's family office, is listed as the manager of Horse Ranch LLC. Musk also controls several other companies that are expanding in the Austin area, including The Boring Company, Neuralink, and SpaceX. Perhaps the land is for those companies as well. Maybe that side of Austin will be renamed Elon in the future. With the help of Google's augmented reality and 3D imaging software, Ford Motor Company is allowing anyone with a smartphone to take a look at the inside of the Ford F-150 Lightning. We have a link on our site if you'd like to check it out and goof around with the interior or exterior. The effort is to get more customers who are interested familiar with either the EV or actually Ford. Ford Motor Company states that in a recent survey of the F-150 Lightning reservation holders, it showed that nearly 80% have never owned a battery electric vehicle before, and more than half of them have never owned a Ford. Chinese auto conglomerate Geely launched a new electric semi-truck concept under the brand Farizon. The truck is called the Hom Truck. Geely plans to release the semi-truck in Europe, Korea, Japan, and North America, as well as China. The Hom Truck electric semi will seek production and delivery sometime in 2024. Aside from the concept images, the truck is also stated to be capable of level 4 autonomous driving, use a variety of powertrains, communicate with other trucks, and be ready for over-the-air software updates. Chinese automaker GAC Aion aims to be the first to deliver a range of 1,000 kilometers using the NEDC standard. For us still in the imperial age of measurements, that comes to 621 miles. GAC Aion also made headlines when they claimed a charging rate faster than anyone else, charging a vehicle in 8 minutes from 0 to 80. No word yet on the long-term effects on that battery pack, but now they're at it again, aiming for the goal of 1,000 kilometers of range. They plan to do so with a 144 kilowatt-hour battery pack, touting what they call proprietary silicon sponge negative cell battery technology. According to GAC Aion, this can reduce the battery size by 20% and the overall weight by 14%. We shall see if this comes to fruition when rubber hits the road. According to a new report from Environment America Research and Policy Center and Frontier Group, in 2011, just over 16,000 battery and plug-in hybrid electric vehicles were sold in the U.S. As of December 2020, the number has grown 100-fold to nearly 1.7 million electric cars. By mid-2021, the cumulative plug-in electric vehicle sales surpassed 2 million. The report also shows that in 2020, the U.S. produced almost four times as much clean electricity from solar and wind as we did in 2011. An impressive headline, but the green electricity that we enjoy today is still only 12% of total generation. Oh well. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have great day.